Welcome to The Hitch, week one.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day four.
Yep, day four.
We are sitting by the side of the road.
Yeah, you can hear it probably. There's a highway right next to us.
We wanted to capture the sound of a giant jumpy pillow that this campsite has. But they just stopped jumping.
Yeah.
So now we're just here hearing the road.
It's already like 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock and we just
we just kind of finished with like
everything.
The night chores and everything and just did some dishes, and the days are definitely long.
Yeah, today felt kind of hard, you know? Like it wasn't a bad day.
No, it was a great day.
We had really awesome stuff going on. We ended up going to the St. Louis Arch. That isn't the name of it. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis, you know, the giant silver arch thing, which just has a gorgeous park.
Yeah, the park
around
is really
it, and
nice.
The weather is absolutely about as perfect as
it
you could possibly
like
ask for.
70 and sunny.
Yeah, with a breeze enough that you never felt hot and you never really felt cold, and we just kind of like, you know, we packed some lunch food and had a picnic and kicked a ball around, and you went on a run, and I did some work, and yet like the whole morning was like
it took us forever to get going. Well, we had left the dishes from last night because it started raining.
Well,
so we were gonna do
have it. We mentioned that we don't have sewer here?
We don't have sewer, so we're having to do our dishes at the dishwashing station, which is fine. In a lot of ways I prefer it because it's just easier to bang them out. But right when we were getting ready to do the dishes last night, this huge storm came. Remember, we got rained on and we had to run into the trailer, so we were like, we'll just leave them for the morning.
Yeah, we'll do that in the morning. And it felt like there were sort of a long list of things that we were like, oh, we'll just deal with that in the morning. And so it was like,
well, and we had a three-year-old like roadblocking us left and right.
Yeah, definitely.
Just like pull out a toy and be like, I'm going to play with this now, and you're like,
but
no.
It's just so the like paying off the debt of deferred maintenance, you know, like is true just on a daily routine level when you're living in a space that small, you know, when you're you know, when you only have like making breakfast this morning was such a pain because we had no more forks, you know.
I know, right?
Like,
we don't have that many things, so you have to keep up on
it. If you let it go just a little bit, it really
things
builds
up.
And so, yeah, originally the plan was, because I had some work calls scheduled at 1, the original plan was like, oh, we'll get going early, we'll do the arch, we'll be back by 1. And, like, we're like 40 minutes from St. Louis, we finally, like, hit the road at what, like 11?
It was like close to 11. Yeah.
It was like, okay, well, we could go tag the arch and drive back if we wanted to be back at 1. And so that was just kind of a rough morning. Like, I was stressed all morning.
Sometimes it seems like you have to work so hard just to get the simplest
things
done.
Yeah, totally.
And not every day is like that, obviously, but today was definitely like
today
that.
Today was definitely
like
that.
Can we
like
just please get in the car and go?
Go.
And we weren't even towing or anything.
No.
So it should have been easy, but it just wasn't an easy morning.
No.
But what was cool about when we did get to the park where the Gateway Arches is that we all kind of split off and did the things that we needed to do. Like, I've been running lately, and I have, since we've been traveling, I haven't gone on one run. It's sometimes tricky to figure out where you're going to run when you don't know where you are, where's a good and safe place to go. And so I really wanted to run in this park because there's bike paths all over it and it's really pretty. And I was like, that would be really fun. And so I did that, but it all came together. Like, you needed to work.
Yeah.
And luckily, our 14-year-old is old enough and responsible enough to take care of the 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So they played. The two of them went off and did their own thing.
Yeah.
And I ran around, which was awesome. And
I did work. I did like 2 hours of work on a picnic blanket, you know. And it actually worked out great.
Yeah, it worked out
great.
You
know, it was really funny because it just took so long to get everything moving.
Yeah.
And then once we were there, it was all pretty easy.
You know? It all worked out, and it was interesting, because I was thinking about this a lot, about how when you travel, you have to set up new paths. You're kind of always, it's like puzzles just left and right. You're always figuring out where's the best place to do this. Where, you know, am I going to get water? Where am I going to get gas? Where are we going to go grocery shopping? You know, you're fitting all this together and you're having to do it quickly because you don't know the area. But you're also, there are certain things that we have to do and want to do. Like, you're working and I wanted to go running, and, you know, there's certain things you want to do, and you have to figure out a new way of doing them. Like a new, you have to establish new patterns.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've done this enough to know that those patterns come.
Yeah.
But they're totally not there yet. You know, and so it feels super jumbled still. You know, like, it felt like so much of today was a sort of out of order, you know?
Right, like we didn't know how to start. Like, how do we do all the things we want to do? When we're at home, it's super easy.
Right.
You know, we can easily, we know, I know all the paths to go from my house.
Right.
And, you know, obviously work and kids playing is easier when you're at home.
But also when you're at home, you can put some stuff off.
Yeah.
You know, that you just can't do at a certain point in the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really, we can't put off dishes for very long.
Right.
We can't put off.
Well, I always like to take the trash out because I don't want any, like, little friends to come.
Yeah. Or, like, the water is still a little bit funky because we haven't had a sewer hookup yet.
Right.
We still have a little bit at this point. I think it's mostly out, but we still have a little bit of the detergent in the line that they used for dewinterizing. And so as a result, like, we're drinking water out of gallon jugs. And, like, just, like, they're so, like, this morning there was just, like, this sea of gallon jugs because the recycling is, like, a hike away,
right.
You know, and just, like, that kind of thing, like, getting all of that done and getting that routine down and, like, remembering, like, oh, we really need to do this at this time and this at this time, or else, you know, we've got this debt.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten there yet.
No, and we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, and we're leaving tomorrow.
So we got to try. We got to kind of, you always start over a little bit every time you go. However, what we found last summer is that every time becomes a little easy because you understand, like, these are the things I need to do to figure stuff
out. And this will be our first, we're heading to Memphis tomorrow, and it'll be our first real extended stay.
Yeah.
You know, we're there for,
I think,
six nights. Which is, you know, 5 full days, which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a mosquito bite on my forehead.
It's so bad.
Yeah, they suddenly just, like, jumped
out. Yeah, I already have some that are, like, huge.
Yeah, but I'm actually really looking forward to, you know, this first stretch of 5 days of being able to just kind of stretch out, you know, because with 2 days in St. Louis, both days have been like, oh, we got to go and see this thing or do this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, now with Memphis, there's definitely some stuff we want to do, but, like, there'll just be days where we hang out at the campground, you know? Part of what 60 days feels like versus a 2-week vacation is, like, it's just mostly living, you know?
You can't do maximum party vacation every day.
And
we can't afford to go to every museum and spend money like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
City Museum was more expensive than we got.
You know, some days you got to slow down and just.
Yeah. But I think that's another part of the, like, getting the routine and the schedule down is, like, right now we are still set for this end soon. This is a quick trip, and so we got to maximize when we're there, and yet it's the fourth day, like, there's still 60 days left.
Well, there's still a lot of things we're missing too, like, we didn't, because we packed up our stuff and we left straight from the place that did the repairs. There were things we couldn't double check, like, we didn't check things, and so we're, like, missing odd things that we need to kind of patch together. I mean, simple things that we need to buy, but,
like, a carrot peeler.
Yeah, I mean, just little things that
dumb
have been,
things,
you know, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's exciting.
But it is. I'm looking forward to Memphis.
Also interesting that the Blues, is that what they're called?
I think so.
The hockey team here. Yeah. They won last night.
Yeah.
We didn't watch. We're not like sports watching people.
Really? Neither of us actually knowing what the name of the team was
didn't
just reveal
that. Even though there were like banners everywhere. Yeah. But it was interesting because they won while we were here last night, and they, so when we were at the Arch today at the park, they were setting up. They're having a big parade and party for their team on Saturday. So that's fun for the people of St. Louis.
And also kind of okay that we're leaving.
Yeah, I know. I had that thought. We had actually thought about extending our time here by one day, but then they were booked up, and that turns out to be just fine because I think it's going to be pretty nuts here on Saturday.
Definitely.
But the Arch is amazing.
It is.
It's what we're saying.
It's
really cool. And
really
the park is beautiful. Staggering. There's a lot of flooding around here, though. There were some submerged roads and things like that. Anyway.
Yep.
Rambling on.
Well, and we
gotta
be rambling on tomorrow.
I didn't put mosquito spray on, and they're like coming.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road.